Hi, Odyssey fans. I'm Bob, producer of the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
And I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine. Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Coming up on the podcast, we'll be talking to Townsend Coleman, Dave Arnold, and Marshall Younger about upcoming adventures that involve Eugene Meltzner. And yes, we'll finally have some answers to at least some of the questions you've been asking.
But first, another story. After Will Ryan passed away back in November 2021, we heard touching tributes from fans around the world. One unique one came from some kids right here in Colorado Springs. I actually got to interview them. Let's hear what they did to honor Will. All right, well, welcome to Focus on the Family.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, first, tell us your names and ages and exactly how you know each other.
I'm Autumn, and I'm 12 years old, and I've known most of these girls my entire life. We kind of, like, grew up together, I guess.
Very cool.
I'm Luca. I turned 12 yesterday.
I'm Sophie. I am 11. I turned 12 in May.
I'm Nora. I'm 12 years old.
So my name is Ireland. I am 12 years old.
All right. Well, Nora, let's start with you because this story all sort of happened when you sent something in the Focus on the Family about a walkathon that took place at your school. What exactly is a walkathon? And then how did this one sort of work?
Well, so a walkathon is basically just like getting together with either your school or your community. And depending on where you were, we were at school. So we walked around or ran around our school.
Okay. And then did you get pledges? Like, what was the idea behind the walkathon?
Every year, our school does a walkathon for a different cause. This year was the American Cancer Society.
Okay.
And we realized since Will died from cancer, he'd be a great person to run for.
Oh, definitely. Now, when you got together, we saw photos. So talk about everything that kind of went into that day because you guys were all dressed a certain way. You had the bracelets. I mean, it was pretty cool.
So our school does something called Epic Nights. So we all chose to wear like our epic shirts, and then we were all wearing our slap bracelets.
Now, did anybody look at your bracelets and go, "Who's that?"
Yeah. Our teacher asked us all who we were running for, and we all said we're running for Will Ryan. Everyone was kind of intrigued that we were all running for the same person,
and we were all very happy to say him. And
we were very proud to run
in his honor.
I mean, Will was a man of many talents. I mean, I loved being in the studio with him. He would have his ukulele at all times. And in the middle of a break, he'd just start playing and making up a song and telling us some trivia of just different people in the history of entertainment. And he was just a wealth of knowledge and so creative and had an impact on so many people. And what you girls did really has had an impact on Will's widow. Nancy, when she heard about what you girls did, she wrote this. She says, "This makes me cry. I'm so proud of Will and such kids who are good listeners and genuinely good people." That's what she said about you. So what would you say back to Nancy?
Just thank you for that wonderful comment, and we're so glad we could impact you in probably the hardest situation of your life.
Well, it's awesome that you guys encourage each other to, again, live for God and to help others and to be kind. You've encouraged me, and I know you've encouraged our podcast listeners as well, so thanks so much for joining us in the studio today.
Thank you for having us.
That's fantastic, Jess. Those are some very special kids.
You know, I love what they had to say about being an impact on the world. And of course, I love that they did this walk at their school to honor our friend Will.
Along that same theme, unless you're new to the podcast, you know that we've gotten a lot of questions about the future of the character Will is best known for, Eugene Meltzner.
And you also probably know that the Odyssey team has been discussing and debating that question for some time, and they've made some decisions.
Not only made decisions, but recorded and produced episodes. The best is yet to come. A four-part adventure featuring Eugene starts airing July 27th in the club.
To preview those episodes and talk about those unusual recording sessions, we talked to actor Townsend Coleman, executive producer Dave Arnold, and showrunner Marshall Younger.
Let's hear from this talented group of Odyssey veterans.
Well, welcome, guys.
Thank you.
It's great to
Good
be
here.
To be here.
Yep.
Hey, thanks.
You bet. You know, Will was so invested in having the character of Eugene continue after he passed away. Like he just wanted Eugene to continue on Adventures in Odyssey, and he actually shared his wish with several of the Odyssey team members. So what did he tell each of you about that idea?
Yeah, I actually got this information secondhand. So he didn't give this to me personally, but he actually had some pretty wild ideas about how Eugene could continue as a character. One involved him getting the character of Eugene getting into an accident and damaging his vocal cords and injuring his thumb so that he would no longer sound like Eugene and he couldn't play the ukulele. Yes.
Right.
Spoiler alert, we didn't go with that idea.
Yeah.
it meant a lot to me that he saw a lot of value in continuing the character even if he wasn't around to play it.
Yeah, unfortunately I didn't have the opportunity to have that conversation with Will either. I heard from Phil Lawler who had talked to Will, and Will said he really did not want the character to end. He felt like it was much bigger than he was.
Yeah.
And that Odyssey was obviously bigger, and he felt like it would be a travesty for the character to end. So if we couldn't, damage the vocal cords of Eugene or whatever, finding somebody close enough, he felt, would be acceptable. We didn't feel that way.
Yeah.
Because it's not just matching a voice, it's also just what Will as a person brought to the character.
Mm-hmm.
Because the truth is, I mean, all of these actors that we're blessed to work with, Townsend in particular as being one of them, they define the characters for us. We start off with an idea for a character and it becomes what they create. And then we just write the lines and help, feed them information to say. They create the characters. We don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even though we're pretty sure we weren't going to find a replacement for Will, we certainly wanted to give God the opportunity. If he wanted to bring somebody to us and surprise us, we sort of left the door open to that, but did not find anybody.
Exactly.
Yeah, we actually did lots of auditions for a replacement voice. Mm-hmm. We listened to a lot of really fine actors who tried to impersonate Will's voice for Eugene, but for me, none of them were Eugene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually did have a short conversation with Will about that shortly before he passed away when I visited him in the hospital. And there were so many things that Will was rattling off about what he felt like he still needed to accomplish before he was gone. And I was so amazed about what was kicking around in his mind and what it was he had in mind. But regarding Eugene, he actually did list a couple of actors named a couple of actors that he thought, well, they should try this guy and they should
probably
try this
did.
Guy.
Yeah.
Because he really, and I'm sure you probably did. Yeah. And because he really did want Eugene to continue on for sure.
Yeah. So that's a question we've been getting for quite a while, really, ever since the fans found out that Will wasn't doing well and was not going to be able to continue with the show.
Yeah.
They've wanted to know what is the future for Eugene, and we're letting the cat out of the bag on this podcast. Townsend played the voice of Eugene in the upcoming 4-part episode, The Best Is Yet to Come, assisted by state-of-the-art voice cloning software. Townsend, what was your reaction when you found out that you were in the running for the role and then later on when you were chosen?
Well, at first, I was kind of skinny in my eyes at the idea of, voice cloning software. Mm-hmm. I'm a little suspicious of that anyway. But more to the point was, wow, I mean, could somebody really embody the essence of Eugene the way Will did?
Mm-hmm.
And, so I was a little skeptical at first. I was moved to be considered, in the running there. I will admit I was nervous as all get out, thinking, oh my goodness, what happens if I get this? Would I be able to pull this off? I don't know. So I was honored and scared, kind of all at the same time.
And really the reason why we chose Townsend was not only because he's a great actor, but because he knew the character and he knew Will. And he knew his voice inflections. And so we felt like that he could do a good job you know, inflecting like Eugene.
Yeah, we did audition, I think, three or four different people. And once you, what was amazing about it is once we tucked their voice into the technology that we adopted for this, the first time we listened to it, it absolutely took my breath away.
Yeah.
Because I thought, oh my goodness, we can actually pull off a show that allows us to, you know, decide and lay the path for the future of the character of Eugene in Will's voice without it being a distracting thing. Yeah, I agree with Marshall. I mean, I know how you felt, Townsend, by going in and doing that. But I can't imagine anybody else doing it.
Yeah.
Because you understood Will Ryan as a person, which, again, going back to that, you know how Will reacted to situations. And you also were able to really amazingly find his rhythms and his inflections and all of those things that, you know, embody the character of Eugene, even some of his little ad-lib things that you tucked in there were just so brilliant. And I defy anybody to know when they're listening to these shows, because there are a couple of Will Ryan ad-libs in there. I defy anybody to tell the difference.
Right.
It's going to be impossible because you did such a brilliant job on it.
Oh, thank you.
Well, and the time when we auditioned Townsend, we didn't have a script because we didn't know what we were going to do at that point, with the character. We still had tons of options that we had to go through, but as soon as we heard Townsend nail it, and we heard the voice actually sounding remarkably like Will, then that's when we made a decision. We wrote the script based on that.
Right. We didn't write the script because we weren't sure if it was going to work.
Right.
We needed to find out whether the technology was even viable.
Yeah.
Because we'd seen some of the things that had been done out there in the mainstream, but we just weren't sure if it was going to work for Will.
Right.
You know, we'll be hearing from Will's wife, Nancy, on a future podcast, but talk about getting to know her through this process and her response to the idea, because like Townsend said, he was a little bit wary at first.
Yeah.
But then again, once you guys heard it, you were sold. So what was her reaction?
It meant everything to me that Nancy was on board with using technology to render Will's voice. In fact, we wouldn't have done it without her permission. No way. We've had dinner with Nancy several times since Will's passing, and she's told us some great stories about Will, and we consider her a friend now.
Mm-hmm.
And she thought the way that we were doing it was a nice tribute to him, and that he deserves something like this, and we agreed.
Yeah, she has been very, very sweet and complimentary through the process, and very easy to work with. I mean, she knew our heart. Our heart is not to move beyond Will. Mm-hmm. We could never do that.
Yeah.
Our heart was to do something that Will would listen to and be proud of, and honors him, honors his legacy, which is an incredible legacy, unprecedented in Adventures in Odyssey through the years. So, I'm so very pleased and grateful for her allowing us the opportunity to do this.
Yeah, no fooling. For my part, like you guys have said, I'll piggyback on that and just say that if Nancy hadn't gotten behind it, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have been on board if she hadn't been. So,
we also talked about we wouldn't have done that if you and Katie and Andre and all of those people who knew Will well, if it would have been an issue for you. You all were very gracious once you found out that Nancy was good with it and happy with it. You all agreed as well, and I think we've come up with something pretty magical. So.
Yeah, Townsend, we sent you a bunch of Eugene recordings, basically everything he said on the show in recent years. Other than listening through those files, what else did you do to prepare for the role?
To be honest, I didn't really do anything to prepare for it except to just, and this might sound a little corny, but just think about Will and how I knew him just on a, you know, personal basis for so many years. And then also how I knew him in the studio and how I knew him to ad-lib the way he did, just the way he talked and the way he'd play ukulele and the way he would laugh. You know, and so it was really more a matter of me just sort of settling into remembering how he was as a person in conversation and, you know, watching him in the studio. And so that combined with the sort of cheat sheet that you guys gave me, it was like a 40-minute file of all his lines, or so many of his lines over the years, all just spliced together. It was solid Will for 40 minutes, you know, and I would listen to that several times, and then portions of it over and over and over, to try and lock in his, not just his voice, but his personality and all that he infused into the character of Eugene. And frankly, that was one of the difficult things when I was actually in the studio doing it, sweating bullets.
Yeah.
Because I'm not an impressionist by any stretch of the imagination. So I'd never be able to do Will's voice or Eugene's voice per se. So what I was trying to do was really more than anything, I just remember that the technology is going to take care of that portion of it. What I was trying to do was is really lock into the essence of Will and what he infused into Eugene, if that makes any sense.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Dave and Marshall, we aren't talking about the plot of these shows until later. We'll have more podcasts. But can you tell us what the hardest part of the session was?
Well, I mean, there were some emotional scenes with Katie Lee, who plays Connie, and Townsend, who played both Eugene and Jason. And they were all, you know, very good friends with Will, and they obviously felt the weight of the loss of their friend during the recording. I think it actually helped the performances, just made them really raw and real.
Yeah.
And we could feel it in the studio, and we could definitely feel it in the final product.
Yeah, I think for me, personally, the hardest scene was the last scene, because it was almost like this is us saying goodbye to Will.
Yeah.
If each of you could have one more conversation with Will, what would you guys talk about with him?
Oh, a lot of things.
Yeah.
I mean, Will was just an amazing person. He and I both loved Westerns, so we talked about Westerns a lot. He and I both loved wearing hats. I've got a fedora. When Will saw my fedora, he's like, "Where did you get that?" And I told him I had it custom made for me. And he's like, "Give me the guy's number." And he got a hold of the guy, and he had him build two hats for him. And so we had this fedora hat.
We were hat twins.
We were hat twins, yeah. And, you know, I mean, I probably wouldn't talk about Odyssey. I would talk about life in general. And you know, that is the problem with how quickly Will died, is I did not have the opportunity to have that last conversation. But part of me always felt like Will was going to get out. I mean, it just didn't feel real that it was going to ever end the way it ended. So as much as I wanted to go and see him, I didn't feel like, well, it's not that I won't see him again, but I didn't see him again. And that's the fact that I didn't is a huge loss for me.
We did send him a video from the team when Will was in the hospital. It must have been just days before he passed. And I told him that what an impact he had had on the people, you know, our audience.
Yeah.
Through his tenure as Eugene. But I would like him, if I had the chance to talk to him again, I would bring him some of the stories, the letters and the emails that from the fans who loved him and were influenced in a positive way by him. I hope he understood that. I think he did.
Oh, sure he did.
I think he did.
Yeah.
Because
he saw so many of those letters through the years, and we used to bring him to the studio all the time.
And he would go to live shows, and people would just...
Oh, absolutely.
Right? Yeah.
Townsend, how about you?
I think if I had a chance to talk to him one more time, I would, more than anything, I think I'd probably reminisce.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because as I think about it now, it was almost 50 years ago that I met him at a radio station in Cleveland. And I very much wanted to get into radio. And I went down to this radio station where I happened to know somebody who worked there. And they introduced me to Will, who was the promotions director at the station at the time, which I didn't really understand. And so we just started talking and, you know, over the years, kind of kept in touch and developed a friendship. He drew this great logo for me when I was doing Morning Drive at eventually at a station in Cleveland in 76 and 77. And I mean, there's so many memories, so many silly times. I mean, I remember one, I'll just tell you this real quick. And it was right after we moved to LA, and Will was like one of two people I knew here. And so we invited him over for dinner one night. And because of an old radio station promotion that I had done back in Cleveland with pizza, this company had brought several portable pizza ovens to this event. And when they were done, they were just going to leave them at the station. They said, anybody who wants these can have them. So I took one of these and still had it when I moved to LA. So we invited Will over, and I was going to make pizza for us, which I did. I got the dough and I got all the fixings and, you know, the sauce and all that stuff. And I mean, I don't even know if I should.
But you have to now.
Well, what happened was, so I'm cooking. I got this pizza oven on the counter in the kitchen, and I'm cooking it. And I pulled it out when it was done. And the handle on the thing that was under the pan that was pulling out, it was the kind of handle that bends so you could store it. And I don't know what happened, but it came unlocked or something, and it bent as I was pulling the pizza out. And the pizza ends up on the floor upside down. And I'm like, and this is all we had to eat. And I'm like, what do I do now? So my wife and Will were in the other room, and they were talking. So I just picked up, I just slid the pizza. Oh, nice.
5 seconds.
It was like, I said, that's 4.5 seconds. I'm good, you know, and got it up onto a plate and never kind of rearranged some of
it. And Will probably said it was the best pizza he's ever had.
Yeah. It's the best dirty pizza I've ever had.
So this is the
why that tastes like linoleum.
So this is the conversation you would have with him. You would confess this
finally confess. Yeah, because I never did tell him about exactly what happened. So, I mean, it would be stuff like that, you know, just reminiscing with him over the years because I'd known him so long.
Yeah. You know, Townsend, hearing you talk just made me think of something I always enjoyed about Will, and that was, you know, in this day and age, you can Google pretty much anything. You can get all kinds of information, and you can, you know, cross-reference all types of things.
Right.
But Will was a human version of that. I mean, you start a conversation.
Was he ever?
The people he would bring into conversations or the bits of history and details, the things you never even would have known to ask about, he would have that at the ready.
Yeah.
It was fascinating, and it's such a shame that we lost that.
Yep.
Let's end with this teaser for our listeners. What's about to happen in these shows that they won't expect?
Well, I'll give you one little tidbit. The only character that we use this technology for, this voice matching, voice cloning thing, the only one we use this for was for Eugene. But by the end of this, you might be surprised to hear that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Somebody else comes into the picture. Yes. Mm. I'm not going to add anything to that because I think that's probably enough. But but I will say that of all of the shows we've ever done, this one feels the most collaborative of anything we've done because everybody on our team had multiple hats to wear in terms of what needed to happen to pull this off. And everybody did it joyfully and as a gift to the legacy of Will.
Yep.
Well, thank you guys. Great talk with you and awesome to remember Will. And again, Townsend, just thank you for the talents and the relationship, everything you brought to this. And I can't wait to hear it. I haven't heard any of it yet. So I'm going to be there with the listeners enjoying right along and just appreciate you guys being with us today.
Thanks.
It was great.
Thanks. Pleasure. It was an honor and a pleasure and so glad I got to be a small part of that. So thank you for that.
Wow. These episodes sound like they're going to be huge, Bob.
Oh, they are. It's a four-parter, but so much happens in these stories. They're packed. Let's get a small taste of the first one right now.
Next time on Adventures in Odyssey, Eugene has a scientific breakthrough.
Your technology could be one of the most influential discoveries in modern medicine.
While Buck and Jules think they should keep their relationship secret from their parents.
We could bring up the idea covertly.
Will Connie and Eugene like the idea?
No.
Unequivocally, no.
Guess not. Don't miss the next Adventure in Odyssey.
Again, The Best Is Yet to Come, Part 1, releases July 27th in the club. But the first episode of Album 75, titled As Far As It Depends on Me...
Yeah, that's the episode title, not the album title.
Right. That episode releases tomorrow, July 13th. It's about Penny, and it's a doozy, too. And the week after is Two's Company 4 is a Crowd that continues the Emily Suzu story. This is a big album all the way around. Join the club today and be the first to hear Album 75 weekly from July 13th through August 17th.
The album also releases on download in September and on the radio and CD in October.
And we'll be talking about it plenty more in the days to come.
But that's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family.
Our website again is adventuresinodyssey.com. Or if you want to talk to someone in person, call 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that with God in your life, every day's an adventure.
Adventures in Odyssey has taken generations of children on an exciting journey, all the while sharing biblical principles and activating their imaginations. Now, in 2024, we'll be airing our 1,000th episode. To celebrate, we're inviting every member of the Odyssey family to join us for one grand party. This spectacular two-day event is packed with fun and excitement for Adventures in Odyssey fans of every age. Partygoers will enjoy an unmatched, immersive experience into the town of Odyssey. Meet and greets with cast and crew, Q&A sessions, trivia contests, and more. The party is topped off with a live episode recording starring fan favorite characters. It's all happening on August 2nd and 3rd in beautiful Colorado Springs, Colorado. Tickets for One Grand Party are going fast. Learn more at onegrandparty.com.